Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Saturday, the 20th of January, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. First, you must be wondering why the markets are trading on a Saturday. Earlier, the markets were to conduct a special live trading session on Saturday from the disaster recovery site. This has now been postponed. Both exchanges will now hold and conduct a regular trading session from 9:15 to 3:30. Instead, Monday, the 22nd of January, will be a market holiday. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 150 points higher, indicating a great start for the local equity markets. On Friday, the Indian equity markets snapped a three-day losing streak. India's benchmark indices, including mid-caps and small-caps, managed to close the day on a positive note, driven by a resurgence in IT stocks and in line with gains observed in the global markets. The Sensex concluded the day 0.7% higher, while the broader Nifty 50 registered a gain of 0.75%. Analysts said that the recent fall was extremely fast-paced, and concerns of higher valuations, along with global factors, had prompted investors to book profit. However, India's extremely strong growth perspectives in the long term will always provide a cushion to the falling markets. On the other hand, banking index Bank Nifty faced significant pressure following the HDFC Bank results. The index is currently witnessing a bearish trend, with bears exerting dominance from higher levels. Over the past five trading sessions, the Bank Nifty index has fallen almost 5% and over 2,300 points. Yesterday, the Bank Nifty closed around 45,700 levels. The markets are expected to take the cues from the three Nifty 50 earnings results announced yesterday, which were Reliance Industries, Hindustan Unilever, and UltraTech Cement. Reliance Industries' Q3 profit grew almost 11% on year to 19,641 crore. As a result of the strong growth in retail, digital, and the oil and gas business, the consolidated revenue came at around 2,48,000 crore. HUL Q3 profit missed estimates, while profit rose flat 0.6% on year to 2,519 crore, while revenue fell 0.3%. The FMCG major recorded a weak bottom line on lack of rural demand, so the CEO believes that rural income growth and winter crop yields are key factors that will determine the pace of recovery in market demand. The cement player, UltraTech Cement, registered an almost 8% on-year revenue growth at around 16,740 crore for the October to December quarter. The cement maker's net profit surged 67% to 1,775 crore. This profit after tax is the highest ever recorded by the company for a quarter. Looking at other stocks in news, Tata Steel will commence consultation as part of its plan to transform and restructure its UK business. Up to 2,800 employees are expected to be potentially affected, out of which 2,500 roles will be impacted within the next 18 months. A Fortis Healthcare subsidiary got a notice from the anti-corruption branch of the Delhi government, alleging anomalies in its diagnostic test at one of the clinics. Zee Entertainment issued a clarification on a media report, stated Sony board was to take a call on the $10 billion merger with the company today. Zee Entertainment Enterprises said that it is committed to the merger with Sony and is continuing to work towards a successful closure towards it. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's key indices ended higher on Friday, with the broad-based S&P 500 posting a record closing high for the first time in 2 years. The S&P 500 jumped 1.23%, fueled by a rally in chip makers and other heavyweight technology sectors. Tech-heavy Nasdaq also jumped 1.7%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.05% on Friday. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hovered around the 4.13% levels. Gold prices firmed on Friday, but still notched its second week lower over 3 weeks, as comments from the U.S. Fed policymakers throughout the week lowered expectations of an early rate cut. The crude oil markets continued to consolidate overall, as the markets seemed to be looking for some kind of directionality or cues, with Brent crude futures around the 77.75 BBL level. The dollar index was at 103.27 levels. The Asian markets ended mixed on Friday. Japan's Nikkei 225 closed with gains of 1.38%, while South Korea's Kospi ended 1.32% higher. The Hang Seng Index closed 0.54% down, while the Shanghai Composite also recorded losses. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Andrew Holland, CEO of Avendus Capital, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
In terms of IT, I think what the market's saying is, you know, basically that the probably towards the bottom of the problem in terms of earnings growth, and therefore going forward, you'll start to see a pickup in the kind of orders, you know, throughout 2024, probably in the second half of the year. And that's based on the fact that interest rates will be falling in the US, and you will get the the technology kind of tailwind to help the stock prices as the orders start to come through. So that's what the market's banking on there in terms of the IT sector. It's something we talked about before, Nick. You know, do you buy ahead of an interest rate cut, and or just sit and wait to see if the earnings will start to improve? But I think that's what the market likes, is that, you know, we're bottomed out, interest rates are going to fall, so therefore, you know, this sector, which as you said has been unloved, is now loved again against other sectors. As regards pharma, I think again you have to be very selective. It's a good place to hide when your markets are falling. And I think, again, it would probably come to our attention if the results of the banks over the weekend are not so good. But if the banks, you know, if the other banks are doing well, then that could be the trigger again for the market to kind of consolidate around here. I don't think the market's going to move too much higher in the short term, unless those banking results are absolutely stellar.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day.